This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, President Trump's in Iowa today with a visit in Clive, and energy and economy are expected to be front and center. And for Iowa Ag, that puts biofuels and especially E15 squarely back in the spotlight. Ahead of the visit, we talked with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy about what the president may hear from farmers and ethanol producers and why the push for year-round E15 access remains urgent. We'll hear from the secretary right after this.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. Growmark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
While President Trump's visit to Des Moines brings attention to the issue of E15, Nagy says the fundamentals behind it are already clear, especially when it comes to what consumers are seeing at the pump.
We all know and believe that a strong U.S. agriculture contributes to that predictability and that affordability for American consumers, but especially when it comes to biofuels. We know that E15 adoption across this country would lower gas prices for consumers. You know, just in Iowa, in 2024, which is the last time that we got a full year worth of information, Iowans saved $40 million at the gas pump by the ability to use E15 rather than E10. And so that's a savings that is now a couple of years old. So imagine what that number could be multiplied all across this country.
Even with those benefits, Nagy says this is not something the president can solve on his own. After courts blocked previous attempts through his executive action, the next step has to come from Congress. But then, like everything else in agriculture, it seems that Congress is dragging its feet.
High level of frustration on the part of certainly Iowa farmers and our ethanol industry. And, you know, we would have loved to have seen E15 year-round nationwide access put into those appropriations bills here as we come to the end of January. But I think there is certainly light at the end of the tunnel in that we were able to, and again, the Iowa delegation, Feenstra, Nunn, et cetera, were able to negotiate this package or this agreement that a bill would make it to the floor by late February. That would be a bill, given opportunity for Congress to vote on year-round nationwide access to E15.
So, and while today's visit does bring added focus, Nagy says this conversation is bigger than any single speech or stop in the state. It ties directly into the farm economy, fuel markets, and long-term energy strategy.
What more do we need to know about this corn market? Prices aren't where we need them to be. The markets are the value of the crop is below the cost of production. That's not sustainable. And so this is something that can be done to help our farm community, send a signal to that ethanol industry with the good for our economies and help consumers in the process. Oh, by the way, we get energy independence in the process. So look, probably never been a situation where all those things converge at once and we can see that it would be just have maximum impact if you can get E15 across the line. That's now the focus here for the next month or so.
Nagy says the next several weeks will be critical as Congress considers whether to finally take up a nationwide year-round E15 access bill. For Iowa farmers and biofuels producers, it's a familiar fight, but one where the stakes for consumers, corn demand, and energy independence continue to grow. And while today's visit brings attention to the issue, Nagy says the real work continues after the motorcade leaves, as producers and state leaders keep pressing for a permanent solution that provides certainty for farmers, fuel retailers, and consumers alike. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.